This is audition POV. You launder the money for the cartel. Level one, the mistake. You're not a drug dealer. You're the person who fixes the drug dealer's accounting, which is how you end up sitting in a Honda Civic at 2:14 in the morning next to a duffel bag full of cash. You were good with numbers, not genius level, but good enough that teachers trusted you with calculators. Your cousin's boyfriend knew this. He remembers you helping him once figure out interest on a truck loan. So one night he calls, says he needs help moving some money. You assume this means Excel, maybe a spreadsheet, maybe QuickBooks. It does not mean Excel. It means $240,000 in cash inside a duffel bag in the backseat of a Honda Civic. You ask where it all came from. He looks at you like you just asked how gravity works. You just make it look normal. That's the job. Not hiding the money, explaining it. Your first solution is simple. Cash business. Laundry. You buy a laundromat. Not a good one. Fluorescent lights, half the machine squeak. Dryers rattle like they're arguing with the walls. It technically loses money, which is perfect because the books say it doesn't. Machines spin. Dryers rattle. Receipts print. Customers come and go. Cash becomes revenue. Revenue becomes profit. Profit becomes tax returns. The money isn't hidden, it's explained. You learn quickly that numbers are flexible. If 10 people wash clothes, the books say 30 did. If a machine runs twice, the book says 10 times. Suddenly, the laundromat is thriving. According to the paperwork, it's the most successful laundromat in the county. Well, congratulations. You just cleaned your first $1 million with fabric softener.